Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Shouldn't have one warrant written that applies to hundreds or millions of Americans, you know. So they're writing one warrant and saying to Verizon, we want to look at all your phone calls. The Fourth Amendment was intended that you would specify a person. You would say, we think you have committed a crime and this is what we want from you. But it never was intended just to be this apparatus for the bulk collection of data on every American. So we have a bill that would correct that. And in fact, part of that bill I'm going to introduce as an amendment this week to the Defense Authorization Bill. And my amendment will say that when there's a question of constitutionality of whether the Fourth Amendment applies, it cannot be decided in secret by the FISA court. It has to go into a public court for constitutional questions. And so we're going to give an avenue for people to appeal to an appellate court and ultimately to the Supreme Court.
There's Senator Rand Paul commenting on legislation he's drafting to take away some of the unchecked powers of the NSA. NSA bill and what's going on at the NSA, number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our weekly review, the hot hits of the week in terms of News Talk Radio. It's the week ending Friday, November 23rd that's in our concentration zone. We're going to review all of the top 10 in Talk Radio. The folks at Talkers.com, which if you're online, you're reading it, you can see they are following the radio programs, the hosts, the stations, what's going on in the field. So as they monitor these programs, they come up with this list. And this week, the NSA is at number 10. 50th anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy is number 9 on the countdown. Here are our hosts, Gene Muller and Jody Becker, talking to media analyst Al Tompkins about the way the news media covered the assassination of Mr. Kennedy back in 1963 and how different things are today.
I remember that day. I was only 6 years old, but I remember watching the TV coverage after I came home from school, and we saw everything as was playing out in real time. But it wasn't until that night when the Sheboygan Press landed on our back doorstep. My mom picked it up and looked at the headline, and it said, Kennedy dead in big type, huge. And then she looked and just said words to the effect of, well, now I believe it really happened. That's the way it was in 1963. We could watch something in real time all day long on television, but not really believe it until we saw it in print.
Well, a lot of people said they didn't believe it until Walter Cronkite said it. Look, there was no mistaking what was going on was real. No mistaking it at all. Today, we wouldn't be at all surprised to see something live, you know, unfolding, because we've seen it so many times, you know, 9/11, the Boston bombing, and so on and so on. We're quite used to these things unfolding as they do. But back then, of course, this was unprecedented. There had never been anything covered like this, wall-to-wall live, with so much uncertainty, short of an election. There had never been anything like this, and it just seemed to go on and on. I mean, first it was the shooting, then the death, then the body moved back to Washington. And all the, you know, in the middle of it all, here's Ruby's arrest. I'm sorry, Oswald's arrest, then Ruby shooting Oswald. I mean, it was just so crazy. And then, the body, comes to the rotunda, you know, the president's body arrives. Jackie Kennedy still wearing the pink jacket when the body arrives, back to Washington. I mean, it was just almost more than you could comprehend, and it was nonstop. And I think people just couldn't comprehend how so many things could happen one after another, mind-boggling. And then after that, as you'll remember, the Warren Commission ended up having to investigate to find out what actually happened, because there was so much confusion and distrust and so many questions about how could this happen. I think it was just a mind-spinning time. And this was right after the Cuban Missile Crisis. I mean, this wasn't like there was nothing going on at the time. I mean, there was so much in the air.
I'm curious, Al, as to looking at things from a media perspective. I don't know that they had actually covered something, as we call it now, in wall-to-wall format, especially on broadcast. Now, if something like that were to occur, the reporters and the anchors of today, kind of on TV and radio, know how to do that in a long form. What do you think about how they handled it back then?
Well, you have to remember so many of the big names in media at that time, in all media, came from two main areas. One was radio and the other was wire. And quite a number of them had covered war and so on. So the idea of covering something, you know, long form, nonstop, wasn't all that novel. But doing it on television quite certainly was.
Up next, tornadoes, Toronto, and filibusters. They're in the focus here in the review room, the Talk Radio Countdown Review.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
You should switch to GEICO because you can save money on car insurance. Yeah, you agree with me because I'm your conscience. I'm always telling you to do the right thing. Listen to this. GEICO's been around for 75 years, so they have an impressive legacy of saving people money. They deserve a Lifetime Achievement Award for that little jewel. Anyway, switch to GEICO. And let's slow down on the powdered donuts. Try to respect yourself. You know what I'm saying?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Betty Crocker Test Kitchen experts have their spoon on the pulse of the most delicious trends this holiday season, making home for the holidays even more memorable. I'm Jennifer Nahn. For 90 years, Betty Crocker has been the expert in baking and holiday entertaining. The Betty Crocker Kitchen experts search coast to coast for the top 10 red-hot holiday trends and recipes. Everything from deconstructed desserts to unexpected mashups, copycat candy, to a fresh take on fruitcake. This year's trends offer surprising takes on traditional favorites. Senior food editor for Betty Crocker Kitchens, Chris Kristen Olson.
Whether you're having a party or just enjoying time with loved ones, our red-hot holiday trends and recipes make it easy for you to create memorable holidays at home. You can shake up some cherry jam Hatton cocktails with homemade cherry jam, whip up an elegant appetizer for entertaining, or spend a fun afternoon making cookie trees and holiday memories with your kids.
Get inspired by Betty Crocker's 10 red-hot holiday trends and recipes, perfect for any occasion, crowd, or craving. Visit BettyCrocker.com/redhot.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage, peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the weekly review of the big things going on, the big deals in News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. The aftermath of the tornadoes in the Midwest, number 8 on our countdown. From affiliate WJOL in Joliet, the Joliet, Illinois area, south of Chicago, host Scott Slocum talked to Shane Elliott, who was one of the hundreds who lost their home last weekend when the tornadoes ripped through the Midwest.
Were you in the home when it was hit Sunday afternoon?
Yes, I were home. The sirens went off. Excuse me. My neighbors, they had actually been in the Plainfield tornado. They came running over with their mom, and we all got in our basement. And last, right before I went down in the basement, I looked, and I could see it coming across the field from the southwest. Started hailing. It was real windy, and then we ran down. Felt the house shaking just a little bit, and banging. And honestly, it was over in probably 30 seconds, and just a lot. You could feel it lessen. Yeah, I hear the rain really coming in then.
All right. That had to be the longest 30 seconds of your life, though, Shane.
Yeah, I was really just trying to keep everybody calm, relaxed. You know, felt we were pretty safe in the basement, although you never know.
Right.
And then once I felt everything lessen up, I kind of crept up the stairs and just peeked around the corner just to see, and just saw a lot of damage, a lot of wind, rain, glass was everywhere. And just tried to keep everybody downstairs and calm until it subsided a little bit more.
Right. How much of your home was destroyed?
Quite a bit, actually. I've got, excuse me, my garage doors were blown out. pretty much the whole north wall of my house gone. I had a room above the garage. The roof and walls are pretty well gone. A lot of water damage, glass, wind damage, obviously. And then the amount of debris around, which thankfully was all cleaned up yesterday due to, I can't even, you know, countless amount of volunteers.
Toronto mayor case number 7 on the countdown. Here's host Rita Cosby talking about the bizarre twists and turns of the story of this crack-smoking mayor.
Here is this guy. Now he's planning on doing a new TV show. It's going to be called, appropriately, Ford Nation. And in addition to that, he also is saying, well, you know what, I may run for prime minister someday. And if you look at some of the new poll numbers, he's actually been doing pretty well. He's actually gone up in poll numbers. What does that say to you? I mean, that's absolutely incredible. Here he's gone. He's admitted to smoking crack. He's admitted to boozing. He's admitted to all these things. There's this incredible footage of him actually toppling a city council member. It's a female city council member who's up there and who's protesting and commenting about him and saying that he should be stripped of his powers and all these other things. And so this city council member is complaining about him, and he goes over and decks her. It's just unbelievable footage. And then he apologizes, but it looks like he's like a linebacker going right for her. Richie Incognito going right for her. And then he apologizes. Oh, I'm so sorry. I made a mistake. I didn't mean to do that. What do you think? Anyway, it's just so funny. He's just such a character. And even though the city council, they can't force him to resign, but what they're doing is they're stripping away his powers to be able to hire, to be able to fire people. And they're hoping that if they leave him in bare bones, then at that point, he's not going to have anything left and he's just going to call it quits because he's going to feel so powerless. He's not going to be able to use his budget. He's not going to be able to decide who's in his cabinet, who's not in his cabinet. But he still says he's hanging in there. I mean, it's really remarkable. And in fact, re-election is next year. He's even talking about going for prime minister. This guy is just incredible. I mean, I thought I've heard it all. I always think about Mary and Barry smoking crack in Washington, D.C. Remember, he got caught with a crack pipe and the hooker and all that stuff. And after everything, he got reelected again. So you know this guy, Rob Ford, is looking down south and going, well, you know, if Mary and Barry can get away with it, maybe I can too.
The Senate filibuster rule number 6 on the countdown as we move our way toward number 1. Here's talk host Steve Scott talking to CBS's Bob Fuss about the Senate voting to change their filibuster rules this week.
The Senate voting to change the filibuster rule. Tell us about that.
That's right, Steve. A very dramatic action. The Democrats used what's called the nuclear option because it's something that has been threatened over and over again, but it's never been used until today. And basically, they managed, using a procedural maneuver with a simple vote of just Democrats, to change the filibuster rule to say that presidential nominees for all courts other than the Supreme Court and for all other positions can no longer be filibustered, that a simple majority vote will stop debate.
And I asked this only somewhat facetiously. Republicans could not filibuster this?
That's right. This was something that, you know, it's a maneuver, and it's a complicated maneuver. It was actually one first threatened by Republicans when Democrats were blocking nominees of President Bush's. They backed down. Democrats have threatened it a few times. They backed down. Finally today, Democratic Senate Leader Harry Reid says it's enough. The Senate is gridlocked. It's broken. We have to get rid of the filibuster.
So the filibuster is gone. Does that mean that 60-vote majority necessity is gone now as well?
For nominees, for confirming nominees. They did not get rid of the filibuster for regular bills, though, you know, they've crossed the line here. And so in the future, they, or Republicans, if they're in charge, can now much more easily get rid of filibusters in other places.
Well, you speak of nominees. The Senate Banking Committee voted on the president's nominee for Fed chair. How did she do?
She got the majority vote and a solid majority vote, Janet Yellen, and she is going to be the next chair of the Fed. Ben Bernanke's term expires at the end of January, and, it's not clear when the Senate is going to vote on it, probably not for a couple of weeks, but she certainly has support.
Up next, Iran and the president's approval rating. Down, down, down it goes. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown, the big review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio this week.
We'll be right back. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Continuing with our talk radio countdown, Doug Steffen here at number 5 on the countdown. What's going on in Iran? The door is open and there's some light coming in. Here's host Jane Foy and Rick Daniels with Middle East correspondent Tula Vlaho to talk about Secretary of State Kerry's absence during the talks this week in Iran.
Why is John Kerry not there? Why did he return so before day two?
Well, he's not here because they said it was the talks will be on a lower level, not at the foreign minister level. But there's some suspicion that Mr. Kerry may show up later in the talks if there's some sort of a deal that's worked out between the six powers, the Western powers and Iran.
All right, Jalissa, so how about all these other countries? Did they send their main guys back, and do they have lower level people talking now, too?
Yeah, they have actually. Iran has its foreign minister here, and the EU has a representative here as well. But they're not, you know, at the foreign ministry level, like the counterparts to Mr. Kerry. But only Iran's foreign minister is here, and he's negotiating face to face now with the UAE envoy for foreign policy, Catherine Ashton, and she's representing the six world powers. So they're having face to face. They had a meeting this morning. They're scheduled to have another meeting later in the day. So it's now down to the bare facts about what Iran is going to accept in terms of concessions in its nuclear program. So these are very, very tough negotiations, according to a senior U.S. official who briefed reporters yesterday. And they're still holding out. There may be a tentative deal, not a comprehensive deal, but a tentative deal that will allow them to further negotiate towards a more comprehensive agreement.
Number 4 item on the countdown, the president's approval ratings. Here's radio host Nick Reed talking about this week's poll numbers, which show that the Obamacare situation is taking a big toll on the president.
Some of these polls that are coming out are the first polls that are reflective of the launch of Obamacare and Obama's response to the launch of Obamacare and the acknowledgement, the exposure, I should say. Well, the acknowledgement by Obama, you might lose your health insurance, you might lose your doctor. And Health and Human Services has acknowledged that the cost may actually go up. So people are beginning to realize that one of two things, either they were lied to or Obama is incompetent and woefully incapable of being president. There really aren't any. Now, there are some that, of course, are going to tell themselves it's Bush's fault. There's still some of those people out there. You think there aren't. There are still people that say that. No matter what happens, it's Bush's fault. Can you imagine living in that world? Anyway, not good for Obama. He continues to sink. Lowest yet. Approval rating 37%. Remember me one day saying, can you imagine what if Obama gets down into the 30s? I could see it possibly getting down into the lower 30s, but there are always going to be people that are just so devoted, the cult mindset, where no matter how clearly their leader is proven to be a fraud, they just stick with it. The warnings are going out right now saying this is nothing. You think it's bad now because the people who are losing their health insurance now are people that are in the private insurance market. They're not getting it through their employer. I mean, there are some that have lost it through their employer. But if you recall, that individual mandate, which was going to cause a lot of people to lose their health insurance from their employers, was put off for a year. So there are still upcoming millions, probably, of Americans who think, you know, they hear the stories of people losing their health insurance. They're like, well, I don't have to worry about it because my employer provides it. You're next. We could be next. I don't know what's going to happen. So 37%, and when it comes to people who have personally felt the punishment of Obamacare, we're in a small little number at this point compared to where it's going to be.
So the approval rating for the president, number 4 on our countdown this week. Let's start at number 10 and get to where we are, and then we know where we're going, sort of. The NSA, number 10. Assassination of JFK, number 9. Aftermath of the tornadoes, number 8. Toronto mayor, number 7. Senate filibuster rules, number 6. Let's see, the Iran talks, nuclear talks, number 5. President's approval rating, number 4. Number 3, number 2, and number 1 are around the corner on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean Blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 One is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and TraumaMax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. TraumaMax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at PrivacyLockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Second half hour of this hour devoted to the top three items in the News Talk Radio world, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thanks to folks at Talkers.com, a tip of the hat for the information and the fodder, the use of information that we have to put together the list for every week. This is the week ending Friday, the 22nd of November. Up to number three, George Zimmerman. I don't have to say Zimmerman. I can just say Zimmerman and not say George, or I can say George and you know I'm talking about Zimmerman. Here's host Gary Meyer talking about Zimmerman getting arrested again this past week.
George Zimmerman in the news again. He's becoming quite the, and goof is not the right word, but this guy can't stay out of trouble. So it's reported that he pointed a shotgun at his girlfriend. Now, I guess the police were there, and he was still calling 911 to give the dispatcher another story. Here's some of that.
Okay, what's going on there?
My girlfriend has, for lack of a better word, gone crazy on me.
Your girlfriend?
Yes.
Okay, where is she now?
Outside, with the police.
Okay, the police is already there, and so why are you calling? What happened?
I just want everyone to know the truth.
Okay.
I just wanted to leave. She told me that it was better. She's pregnant with our child, and she told me it was better if co-parented and she raised the child on her own. I said, fine. I said, are you sure this is what you want to do? She said, yes. As soon as I started packing up my stuff to leave, she just completely changed.
When you said she changed, what did she do?
At first, she was letting me pack my stuff so that I could go, you know, we could go our own ways amicably. When she changed, she just started smashing stuff, taking stuff that belonged to me, throwing it outside, throwing it out of her room, throwing it all over the house. She broke a glass table because she threw something on it. I don't even know if it was mine or hers, whatever it was. She got mad that I guess I told her that I would be willing to leave.
Okay.
I guess she thought I was going to argue with her, but she's pregnant. I'm not going to put her through that kind of stress.
Okay.
Isn't he still married? He's got an estranged wife,
right.
But that isn't and he's already up and knocking up somebody else? Imagine the parents of this girl. Hey, when she tells them, hey, I got a boyfriend. Oh, who is it? George Zimmerman. Great. And now he's allegedly been charged with pointing a shotgun at his girlfriend, and that is a felony. So this guy might want to stay away from the weapons forever at this point.
Talk host Rob Hunter and Carrie Dozier talking about George Zimmerman and his inability to seemingly stay out of trouble.
I think that George Zimmerman is just kind of dumb. I think that's what it comes down to. Here's a guy that gets acquitted of murder in July, gets sort of rearrested a couple of months ago, and now has been rearrested again for domestic violence.
Well, the picture that was painted of George Zimmerman at the trial was, hey, you know, guy just out there trying to keep a neighborhood safe, wrong place, wrong time, got into a scuffle with a kid who, let's face it, I mean, wouldn't you get into a scuffle with him? And his attorneys did a masterful job. So it caused riots in the streets and demonstrations and comments from the president, but in the end, you were like, hey, found not guilty by a jury of his peers, right?
Yeah.
So go away. Just live quietly. Don't upset the peace anymore. And things again, stuff disturbing the peace.
Yeah, it's one thing, you know, we got pulled over for speeding a couple of times, and that made news, the videos leaked, that's fine. That happens to everybody. No big deal. But it's twice in 3 months to at least have the cops called on you for domestic situations. Not good. The first one involved his ex-wife.
Okay.
I don't know if they're quite exes yet. This one involved his current living girlfriend.
Right. So when it involves the ex-wife, you're like, okay, you guys should just move out and not talk to one another anymore. And you've been through a stressful situation. I get that things get escalated. All right, strike three. You lost me now because now you can't get along with the girlfriend,
yeah.
The current girlfriend. And when you listen to the 911 tape, you're like, whoa. She's scared. You can hear it.
And here's what she said Zimmerman did. She's a 27-year-old woman named Samantha Sheeb, I think is how you pronounce it. She decided to kick Zimmerman out. They've been living together since August, so she said, you got to go. So he got a little bit upset, and he went to go put his guns in the bag, and then she went to call the cops, and she started moving his stuff. So he took the shotgun out of the bag, pointed it at her as she's calling cops, and said, are you sure you want to do it? This is her account, her story. And, you know, obviously, that's not a good idea if you're George Zimmerman. Now, I have no idea whether this happened or not. I don't have a clue. So this is what the determination is. He's going to get tried for this. It's going to go, you know, he got arrested. He's out on bail. I don't actually know if he's out yet.
He's out. He got out on $9,000 bail. And it should be noted that his last set of attorneys quit. Mark O'Meara is nowhere around, okay? He's clearly had enough of this, and so we've got a new staff of attorneys. And the attorneys were forced to answer questions about this out on the street. Well, normally, and if you got into a scuffle with your wife and somebody threw you in jail because they thought something you did was a little funny, there's not going to be a news conference out in front of the, you know, out in front of the jail. Nobody cares. But this is George Zimmerman. It's sort of like, all right, where there's smoke, there's fire. You might actually have a little anger problem.
Definitely
or,
does.
Better yet, you might be emboldened by the fact that you were acquitted last time and that people, depending upon the side they took, might have turned you into a sort of a freedom fighter of sorts. Sort of like, yeah, that's right. You do that. That is your right as a human being. You get to defend yourself.
And that's fine, right? I don't even have a problem with that. But if you point your shotgun, and let's just assume for a second that he did, despite his attorney saying this.
We're confident that he'll be acquitted of these matters, and we would just ask that you make sure that he is presumed innocent and stays that way.
Okay, so let's presume his innocence until the trial, and that's fine. But let's take for a second, let's just go there and say, all right, he pointed the gun. He has to know better than that. He has to know, I'm George Zimmerman, I have the media's eye, everything I do. If they're putting my media tape, my tape on the media of me getting pulled over for speeding, this is not a good idea. I'm going to keep the gun in the back, and I'm going to leave.
All right, so taking care of number three gets us to number two, Martin Bashir and his foolishness on MSNBC, up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
You should switch to Geico because you can save money on car insurance. Yeah, you agree with me because I'm your conscience. I'm always telling you to do the right thing. Listen to this. Geico's been around for 75 years, so they have an impressive legacy of saving people money. They deserve a lifetime achievement award for that little jewel. Anyway, switch to Geico. And let's slow down on the powdered donuts. Try to respect yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Betty Crocker Test Kitchen experts have their spoon on the pulse of the most delicious trends this holiday season, making home for the holidays even more memorable. I'm Jennifer Nahn. For 90 years, Betty Crocker has been the expert in baking and holiday entertaining. The Betty Crocker Kitchen experts search coast to coast for the top 10 red-hot holiday trends and recipes. Everything from deconstructed desserts to unexpected mashups, copycat candy, to a fresh take on fruitcake. This year's trends offer surprising takes on traditional favorites. Senior food editor for Betty Crocker Kitchen's
Kristen Olson. Whether you're having a party or just enjoying time with loved ones, our Red Hot Holiday Trends and Recipes make it easy for you to create memorable holidays at home. You can shake up some cherry jam Hatton cocktails with homemade cherry jam, whip up an elegant appetizer for entertaining, or spend a fun afternoon making cookie trees and holiday memories with your kids.
Get inspired by Betty Crocker's 10 Red Hot Holiday Trends and Recipes, perfect for any occasion, crowd, or craving. Visit BettyCrocker.com/redhot.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand, firmly, for a solid 3 seconds, but can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Talk radio in review, the hot hits, what people are talking about, what they want to hear more about. Doug Steffen here with the number two item on the week. The situation with Martin Bashir and his comments about Sarah Palin. If you somehow missed it, here's some of what Mr. Bashir said. There are things that he said that are just too disgusting to air, so that's not what you're going to hear here.
We end this week in the way it began, with America's resident dunce, Sarah Palin, scraping the barrel of her long-deceased mind and using her all-time favorite analogy in an attempt to sound intelligent about the national debt.
Our free stuff today is being paid for by taking money from our children and borrowing from China. When that note comes due, and this isn't racist, so try it anyway. This isn't racist, but it's going to be like slavery when that note is due.
It'll be like slavery. Given her well-established reputation as a world-class idiot, it's hardly surprising that she should choose to mention slavery in a way that is abominable to anyone who knows anything about its barbaric history.
Now, here's his apology, which he offered up at the beginning of his next program. So the comments were last Friday. The apology was this past Monday.
Last Friday, on this broadcast, I made some comments which were deeply offensive and directed at Governor Sarah Palin. I wanted to take this opportunity to say sorry to Mrs. Palin and to also offer an unreserved apology to her friends and family, her supporters, our viewers, and anyone who may have heard what I said. My words were wholly unacceptable. They were neither accurate nor fair. They were unworthy of anyone who would claim to have an interest in politics, and they have brought shame upon my friends and colleagues at this network, none of whom were responsible for the things that I said, and at a place where we try every day to elevate political discourse and to focus on issues that matter to all of us. In the battle of ideas, America leads the world in wholehearted discussions and disagreements, and these arguments can be heard on a daily basis. But what I did on Friday had absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with that great tradition, and I am deeply sorry. Upon reflection, I so wish that I had been more thoughtful, more considerate, more compassionate. but I was not, and what I said is now a matter of public record. But if I could add something to the public record, it would be this, that I deeply regret what I said, and that I have learned a sober lesson in these last few days, that the politics of vitriol and destruction is a miserable place to be and a miserable person to become. And I promise that I will take the opportunity to learn from this experience. My hope is that it will renew in me a spirit of humility and humanity that looks for the good and that builds upon the great things that this country has to offer to all of us, regardless of our political persuasion. This will be my guiding light and compass in the days ahead. But once again, I am truly sorry for what I said on Friday.
Here's host Howie Carr talking to a caller about Martin Bashir's apology. And the question is, did it go far enough?
Is Martin Bashir going into rehab now? He should, shouldn't he? If he has a disease, he might get to keep his job. And he did mention the S word. Go ahead, Vinny.
To me, it sounds as if an attorney wrote the apology. And yes, I believe he should be fired. He should be sent back to wherever he came from. But I'd like to know your opinion. Do you think an attorney wrote the apology for him?
Maybe an attorney looked it over, Vinny. I think probably he was under a great deal of duress, and he was, they probably said, we all hate Sarah Palin, and we all know what she is, and but you just went a little, even by MSNBC's non-standards, you went a little too far. He kept repeating himself. I would assume a lawyer would not have repeated himself like that if he was drawing. That was like, you're right, it was like a brief, know.
Yes, and that's it had a lawyer overview, and it was too perfect in some areas, but basically, I know people.
I'll tell you another word I would use to describe it: groveling.
yeah. But people in the public eye are fair game for anything, so you can say anything you want about.
No, you can't. No, it wasn't libelous or anything like that. I mean, it was just an extraordinarily tasteless thing to say.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Politics is fair game. Personal attacks, no.
Yeah, who are his sponsors? Let's boycott them. You know, given as low as his ratings are, I don't think he has any sponsors. I mean, he has the lowest ratings on MSNBC. Think of the worst channel on cable TV, and his ratings are lower than the worst show on the worst channel on cable TV.
Talk host Bud Hedinger can't believe MSNBC didn't immediately fire this guy for his comments.
He used to be an anchor on ABC Nightline when they had a bunch of them late at night on ABC. He's of Pakistani descent. He has a British accent, born and bred in the UK. Ultra-liberal MSNBC afternoon host. It is incredible to me that this man was not fired immediately for what he said on the air aimed at conservative Republican Sarah Palin. How much hatred must there be in this man's heart to have said what he said? But as far as I know, he is still working for NBC. That is its own outrage. I'm sure over the weekend the corporate hammer came down on Martin Bashir, but it hasn't come down hard enough because the last I heard, he had not been fired. Imagine what would have happened to Bill O'Reilly or Sean Hannity on Fox. Roger Ailes would have fired either one of them on the spot, I guarantee it. As big a moneymakers as they are, Bashir's worthless ratings-wise, worthless. So they should have taken his scalp in a heartbeat. But frankly, the ultra-liberal corporate bigwigs at NBC probably didn't have all that big a problem with what Bashir was suggesting would be appropriate for Sarah Palin. But they made him walk the plank publicly, and he went on for about 2 minutes of apology. All I can stand from this guy is about 30 seconds. I wouldn't do any more to you than that, and here he is.
Last Friday on this broadcast, I made some comments which were deeply offensive and directed at Governor Sarah Palin. I wanted to take this opportunity to say sorry to Mrs. Palin and to also offer an unreserved apology to her friends and family, her supporters, our viewers, and anyone who may have heard what I said. My words were wholly unacceptable. They were neither accurate nor fair. They were unworthy of anyone who would claim to have an interest in politics.
Well, okay, so we have the apology. He's not sorry, but your actions have consequences. And in this business, there should be no place on the air for anyone who would say such a thing about someone they are reporting on. And he should, if there are broadcast standards remaining, cable standards, any standards in this business, I've called my own for my entire career. Martin Basher should be gone, and he's not.
All right, well, taking care of Mr. Bashir brings us to number one. No surprise here, the health insurance bill, Americans for Care, or whatever the heck it is, Obamacare, is number one this week, again, on the Talk Radio Countdown show. So we'll review some of the input in just a matter of moments here on the Countdown.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Doug Steffen here, working on the number one issue this week on the Countdown, the drama around Obamacare, from Countdown affiliate WORD in Greenville, South Carolina. Host Russ Cassell talked about the growing number of Democrats that are turning against the president.
84% of Democrats, folks, in the latest CBS poll, say they would like to either change or repeal Obamacare. 84% of Democrats. When you include everybody, 93% either believe that changes are needed to Obamacare or want a full repeal. The president's losing his own party. I mean, again, 93% of the American people, 84% of Democrats now say enough of this. Only 12% of Democrats want Obamacare kept as it is, while 12% say, get rid of this thing. If Breitbart writes, if only 12% of Democrats want nothing changed with Obamacare, there's no question that Democrat lawmakers and the president are defying their own base. Because Obama and his minions, Harry Reid, they stand up and boldly say, we're not going to change anything. We're not going backwards. That's what they said. So they truly, because of their own narcissism, because of their own egos, they want to keep going right off the cliff. Staggering poll numbers. CBS, this is CBS, folks. CBS has Obama down to 37%. President's in big, big trouble.
Here's host John Zach with Susan Rose talking to political reporter Laurie Kelman. They discuss whether it's still possible to salvage this Affordable Care Act.
The Affordable Care Act, Laurie, the favorite target of relentless Republicans, is getting now what even some Democrats are saying it deserves. What we're wondering is, do you think it can be salvaged, even if a year goes by? Republicans have latched onto this as a campaign issue now. They're not about to back away. Well, how are you reading this?
How I'm reading all of this is that, you know, even if it takes a year, I'm not sure, nobody's sure, that the problems with Obamacare can be fixed in a year. You know, it's going to take a while if the president and the House Democrats and Senate Democrats who voted for it will be vindicated. It's going to take longer than that. Most people agree. So this week on the Hill, we have more of the Republicans doing what they're likely to do until the election next year, which is focus on the flaws in the rollout and in the law itself. We've got two hearings this week on cybersecurity and the lack of likelihood that the Obama administration did all the proper testing to make sure that the rollout and the website was secure, that the information you put in when you're in the marketplace stays where it should be and is immune to hackers. So I think we're going to see more of that. And I think that Democrats have a real big challenge ahead of them politically to reassure people and regain some confidence and trust.
Going forward, Lori, two-part question here. How are the Democrats going to deal with this, and what about the Republicans?
So the Democrats are starting to try to minimize a couple of things about it. You heard Jay Carney last week refer to the problems with the rollout and the issues ahead as a challenge, I think three times in one sentence. You know, not a problem, but a challenge. They're also trying to minimize the vote last week on a bill on Friday that passed the House that is Republican-sponsored, and it would allow people to stay, people to keep their policies for a year. 39 Democrats voted with Republicans for that bill. And so you have the Democrats on the Sunday show saying, oh, only about 9 of them are really concerned. The rest of them were just insulating themselves for the elections next year. You know, and Democrats are sticking to this belief that they don't owe anybody an apology for, you know, making this campaign promise themselves that if you like your plan, you can keep it. The president gave them cover on that, and that's, you know, that's their thinking, and they're sticking to it. Republicans are just going to keep the focus on the problems because they're so unlikely to resolve by the election next year.
Obamacare, most talked about item this week in talk radio. Let's recap. Number 10 is the NSA. Number 9, the anniversary of the JFK shooting. Number 8, the Midwest tornadoes earlier in the week. Toronto mayor case is number 7. The Senate filibuster rule is number 6. The Iran nuclear talks, number 5. President's approval ratings, number 4. George Zimmerman, number 3. Martin Bashir, number 2. And Obamacare, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thanks for joining us.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, copyright 2013. Written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.